It's like a big radio sandbox. You're always welcome to play in the Double D's in the Morning, live from the Farm City Supply Studio on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW, and KBMWAM.com.
Country, 925, your Voice of the Valley, Monday edition. Got some flurries going on right now, some flurries, yep. 20 degrees.
A few flurries coming through the air here this morning, and yeah, going up the country. I tell you what, nobody plays a flute like those guys, huh? That's what we need more of in today's music, flute.
Yeah, a flute, yeah.
Again.
Yeah, well, here we go.
Here we go.
We have Milo Hatzenbuehler with us.
Again.
A boot.
Fresh from a Canadian concert. Can you tell?
Again.
Yeah. Working on that. Good morning, Milo.
Good morning.
What? Oh, hello.
Good morning.
Yeah,
good
hello.
Morning.
I was practicing my Canadian.
You were.
Sounding good.
Pretty good.
They say different things up there. Did you know that?
Yeah, they have their own little language, don't they?
They don't say schedule.
No, they.
Schedule. They don't say crotch either.
No?
Garage.
Garage?
Where you put your Dutch in the garage. They talk funny up there.
Yeah, they sure do.
I could get used to that, though.
Yeah.
Those are nice people in Canada. How was you boys then?
We're fine.
We're doing well. Yeah.
Oh, good. That's good to hear. We was, too.
Yeah?
Yeah?
On the farm here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nice day. Sun was shining. We're getting back that daylight the government stole from us.
That's good.
Oh, I hate that. I still don't like that. That's unnatural for farmers to milk when it's so dark.
No, it is. It is. Yeah. So whereabouts in Canada were you again? What was the name of the town?
If you go from Strasbourg and draw a line on the compass or the straight north, I was in Melita.
Okay.
Melita. Okay.
I thought it was Melita, M-E-L-I-T-A, but they say Melita.
Melita.
That's another one of the things they denounce differently there. So I was up there, international tour again.
Yeah.
I'm pretty much a household name in Canada by now.
Wow. Well, you're getting to be quite the international superstar, aren't you?
Yeah, because that three times in the past few months I've been up in Manitoba, they love me. And these people, they saw me at... Another, they got recommended to me by myself from some other people because of another concert I had in Manitoba.
Yeah.
In Souris, like the river.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, that was a few years ago. But
wow.
They lingered. Their memory lingered. They never forgot about me, and they showed them a video. Of me. I suppose they take longer to watch up there, the video, so that's why it's a long time.
It probably does.
Canadian videos, you know.
Sure.
Yeah.
Videos.
I don't even know how many channels they have up there.
I don't know.
But they loved me. Oh, I drove up there. Oh, long drive.
Yeah?
Yeah, because I had to go all the way to there. You can't just go halfway when you're in Canada.
No.
Otherwise, you don't get there.
No, you don't.
No, so I drove and drove and drove. Took my pickup and I went over to the Bismarck on the 83, and then it turns into the 94, and then it turns into the 83 again. Once you keep going north, I went up through Underwood where they make the deviled ham, and then up through Minot where there's all that snow, and then up to then West Hope is the last town. West Hope is Strasbourg, but on the other end of the state.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then comes the border crossing. And then they have you declare things. Yep.
Like what kinds of things?
The border guard, you know, that's what they do. You declare things.
Hmm.
Yeah. So I said, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States. But he stopped me. I don't know. Maybe that wasn't what he had in mind. But those border guards, they're careful, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they don't let just anybody in.
No?
They have all kinds of questions. This one, though... I got fans everywhere I go now. In Canada, in the U.S., I stopped in West Hope, mm-hmm. the last town, to fill my pickup with gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a fan of mine. Milo, he thought he wanted to know all about my concert tour.
Oh.
Yeah, so a big fan of mine. And then when I got to the border, the crossing guard, he was a big fan of mine, too.
Wow.
Yeah, the guy in West Hope, he had me sign an autograph for him. Oh. He was a big fan, but the border guard, he was a really big fan. He had me sign an autograph, took my picture.
Wow.
Fingerprints. He was a big fan.
Big
He loved me. And then I got up there to Melitta, the town where I was.
Yeah.
Probably, I don't know how many. I'm thinking maybe 3,000.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, bigger than.
Sure.
Yeah.
Maybe the size of Hankinson.
Maybe,
except with more hills.
Yeah.
they have a hill there. It's really flat until you get there, and then there's one big hill. And there's a banana. They have a statue of a banana on the edge of town.
Banana?
A banana.
I'm not kidding. I saw it. I can prove this.
All right.
Yeah, because that's the southwest corner of Manitoba.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they call that their banana belt because the weather's nicer there than everywhere else. So instead of minus 39 at night, it's only minus 34.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Boy,
instead
that
of
is
8
warm.
Feet of snow, they only have 7.
Yeah. T-shirt weather up
you
there.
You bet.
Pretty much for them. Oh, there was snow. I, you guys would be jealous.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
They got so much snow. They were doing their spring cleaning when I got there. Because it's spring now, you know.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
And for spring cleaning, they get out the shovel, the big caterpillars.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they move the snow.
Move it around?
That's what they
was
doing. Yeah. Boy, they have snow. That was impressive up there.
Yeah.
All the snow we don't have in Strasbourg.
They've got it there.
They've got it, yeah.
And I love going to these new towns to find out things. That was nice.
Yeah?
Yeah. And that banana thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, that just shows how resourceful those Canadians are.
Resourceful,
resourceful.
Huh?
Oh, sure. Yeah. See, they find a way to make the best out of everything up there.
Mm-hmm.
They have good attitudes. I like Canada.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember about Canadians, how clever they are. We had a Canadian guy who was a man from Manitoba a couple of years ago come through Strasbourg.
Really?
Yeah, he was a traveling worker. You know, he'd stay in a town a few weeks, and he liked to travel.
Okay.
And he was good. I hired him to do some carpentry work on the farm.
Yeah.
And you know what?
What?
Hmm?
That guy, he was resourceful like these Canadians. He figured out a way to squeeze 39 inches into a yard.
That is resourceful.
It still baffles me.
Wow.
And they're friendly up there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
I got to know so many people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the mayor of the town and the people at the business that sponsored me and the tow truck driver, I got to know him, too. Yeah. Their roads aren't as wide as you think they are. But I had a real nice time.
Yeah.
Oh,
and they have the grocery store.
Yeah?
The grocery store.
Oh, my. That's a different thing, too. I was walking the grocery because I like to get to know the businesses in town, you know, because here I am. I'm a big deal, you know.
You bet.
Sure, yeah.
So I'm walking the aisles of the grocery store, and they have the signs. You know, this one says baking goods, and this one says frozen foods, and this one says vegetables, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
There was one aisle marked ethnic.
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 Yeah.
Yeah, ethnic.
Uh-huh.
I went down there. You know what they had?
What?
Rice. Well, I guess it wasn't a real big town.
No.
And you know what else they have up there that we don't have?
What?
What?
French cereal.
French cereal?
Yeah.
What in the world is that?
French cereal.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. Capitaine Couche. I saw them. French cereal. It's pretty spiffy. Right?
I'm sure it is.
I had a great time. I rocked the place. They was kicking off the fundraising campaign for a big new community center they're building there.
Very nice.
And it's going to have their hockey rink and their curling arena and then meeting rooms and a gym and all kinds of things under the one roof.
Wow.
And so I was the big draw.
Well, they brought in the right guy for that
job. You got it.
They didn't have everybody in town come to the thing, but there was a conflict. You know, even in small towns, there's a conflict.
You
can't have a win. Turns out the Mounties, the RCMP, they call them, you know?
Yes.
Royal Canada Mountie Polices, however that goes. they had a hockey game that night.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when they get off duty, they go play hockey, I guess. Their uniforms are probably red, that's what I'm guessing.
Yeah, I mean.
So some people was at that, but most of the people in town was at my show, and it was a big deal.
I'm sure it was.
Yeah. I was thinking we could use one of those community centers in Strasbourg.
You could.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's very true.
She was talking about this morning. She got back from yoga class. She stopped at the Nagel's Bagels in town to get some.
Nagel's.
And the ladies were talking about that. I sang all my big songs.
Yeah.
I sang To All the Cows I Milked Before, and I sang Come to Us, Country Boss. And I sang, I sang lots of songs, I'll tell you. I sang My Hair. That one made them cry.
I bet.
My Hair.
My Hair.
My Hair. Yeah, that's a beautiful song. That's on my Going Back for Seconds album.
Okay.
You know that one?
I don't think I've ever heard My Hair.
It's about when I start to lose my hair. Used to shelter my head from the sky, but no more. My hair used to make me another inch high, but that's history. I used to have hair, but now it's no more. It comes out in my comb and it falls on the floor. My hair. And then the strings, they play, and then everybody cries.
I'm getting teary-eyed right now.
I'm tearing up myself.
It could just be allergies. Watch out. I can't wait. Oh, spring.
Yeah.
I can't wait till this snow starts to melt. I hope it goes slow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know you guys want that over there.
Yes,
we do. I was just looking at your website on your radio station.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It says that your river is down.
Yes.
Yeah, so what are you worried about?
it's not going to stay down.
If it would only stay there.
I have an idea.
Yeah, okay.
Here's the deal. To help stop Red River flooding, have your mayor pass a law. Everybody who comes into town has to bring a shuffle with them, and they take one shuffle full of snow and take it with them.
There you go.
It's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
That should help a lot.
That's right. Yeah. Should be
the same idea for Devil's Lake. They could stop flooding that way. Everybody they should distribute 5-gallon buckets.
Uh huh.
And then when anybody from town goes on the trip,
take a bucket with
the water with you and dump it out.
Yeah,
sure. Good idea.
Boy.
I don't know why people don't think of this stuff.
I don't either.
I don't either.
I should run for president of North Dakota.
You should.
You should.
We would back you on that.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks. You should.
Yeah.
But that song, My Hair, you know, I was singing, that's on my Going Back for Seconds album.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's available over at Laurie Strauss, Wappin' and Druckin' and Gift.
Yes, it is.
People go there, buy my CDs.
Yeah, you were just
over
there.
They left me. I just had a guy online here, because we do orders online.
Yep.
Yeah, that's like telephone, except it's not. There's no dial. There's just a typewriter, and it's hooked up to things.
Yeah.
Yeah, he ordered download, the digital download, plus a CD in the mail.
Wow.
Very nice.
Yeah, because he said he wanted to get one, but there was one. They couldn't wait. That's what he told me.
Yeah.
They couldn't wait for the mail.
Well, of course not. You just, you
this
can't
way,
wait.
Those digital things, you get those right away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right this
really
second.
Something.
Absolutely, and you were
just
over there checking
week.
It out last week.
And I saw the Milo display right there at the till.
Yeah. My website is all revamped.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. This is the Milo. What is it? The Milo 2.0. He called it. Yeah, there's pictures that pop up. It's smoother. The front page. You people go take a look. Their front page has a new look to it.
Mm-hmm.
Everything works great. And he said it works on one of those. All of those different, what do they call them? Bowsers that you have. He said there was one Bowser it didn't like to work on there.
So you can go there, farmboymusic.com, and it's all the Bowsers work just fine.
That's right.
Yeah, they do. Even that, what is it? Internet Exploder, he called it. Yeah, that was the one.
Milo Hadsenbuehler, everybody. Farmboymusic.com. Go there, and you can get you can download his music there. They also have the Milo store where you can get shirts and other Milo gear there. And, of course, go visit our friends over at Wappin' and Drug and Gift if you want to buy some CDs now.